We're continuing now in the Mishnah Sofrim. We are, we're up to Chaf. Tzuras Os Chaf Kafufa. What does a bent over Chaf supposed to look like? So comes along, the Mishnah Sofrim says like this. Os Chaf Kafufa Yichtevenu Agula Me'achareho Shlotid Me'lebeis. So the first thing you do is it has to be like a bent over, a little rounded at the back. That's number one in the picture, so it doesn't end up looking like a beis. V'te agula me'achoreha mishnei tzedorim. It also has to be rounded on the back of the both sides. Besides, she means the top and the bottom. V'chalala, the space in between, shvifnim yihyeh l'chol hapachos ke'oivi kumas. They should have the space of a of the thickness of the quill. Ufaneha yihyeh l'mala u'lamata shoven. And the the front of it should be equal at the top and the bottom of it. That is number three. Three on top and three on the bottom in the picture. Gamsarakli Zar should also be careful. Shalakatsrena birachbo. You should not shorten it breadthwise. Why not? Kidei shalot tire kinun. So that a nun kufa, that shouldn't like a nun kufa. Vatina glochakim lo tipesh. If you have a regular kid, he's going to think that that's not a chuf, that's a nun. I know my letters, so that's a problem. Ein beis Yosef, be'alav beis Shesheni, osvav. Fine. De'im also la zovis me'achareho lamala olamata psula. If a person would make a little bit of a corner at the back of it, then that's going to make it possible. Yesh makilin some lenient b'ze, but yesh la zovis milamala. If they have a little bit of the corner at the top part of it, kevan shehi agula lamata, since it's rounded off on the bottom part of it. The kevan shehu milsa deraisa tzorich lahachmir kedei harishon psula. Since we're dealing out with a safik deraisa, it's a machlokas, so we want to be really stringent on this, and we're going to say that's actually going to be possible in such a case. V'lo yoglan, it wouldn't help. Lo atikun al yidei griru, it's not going to help by scraping it away. Dehave chotochos, because you're not really writing letters, just scraping it extra, and the letter's forming automatically on its own. Ela yosif aleha dio, you have to add a little of ink to it. La sosa agol, im lo kosov adayin yoser. So if you haven't that written anymore, so then you're going to add a little bit more to it. If you haven't yet done it more, kadei shlo yeh shlo kasidron. So that way it's not going to be coming out that you're fixing it out of order. In writing by the os, the f should be zesh yesh lo zovis milamala vagula milamato. In the case where it is, it's being has the corner on the top, but it's rounded on the bottom part. So that's good. In tina korelich kilchosa tsurasa aleha mikre. That's called having its tzur, having its letter on it, and it's going to be fine. V'yoch l'sakna b'tikun hanal af shekos of yoser. And even if you'd write more letters after it, that would be fine, because it has the tzur. And as we've seen this so many times already, once you have the basic form of the letter, touching it up a little bit and doing hidurim on it is not going to be a problem. V'ein b'zeh mishum shlo kesidra, it's not a problem running out of order. Kenal b'sim l'man beiz sif chav hei. Okay, good. Now we'll go to the next chav. Tzuras os chav pshuta. Right, a final chav. End the chav. So says the Mishnah Sofrim, Os Chaf Pshuta Ragla Orech V'Gaga Katzar. So the leg of it is long and the roof is short. So that's number one, is the long leg, and number two is the short roof on the top. Why do you do this? Shilo Tidme L'Resh. Again, like we just saw, it shouldn't look like a resh. V'Yaf Alpich, nevertheless, look, Yukatzar Gaga Yosim, but I don't make it too short. Shotira Kivav. You don't want to go too much, it's going to look like a vav orich, o kinun pshuto latinuk v'tiposa. Because if a kid reads it that way, like a vav, or like an end of nun, then that's going to ruin it. Lechem, therefore, im yim shoch oso besof hashita, la'asoysa aruka klal. You shouldn't really extend the chaf at the end of a line to make it longer. V'af al gav dechol osios ein lemoshkon. Right, really, for all, you shouldn't really pull it out. Zeh lemitzvah, zehu lemitzvah. Here, that it doesn't have to be like that. But it's just it's a mitzvah doing it. A b'di'evid l'posel, it's not going to be possible b'di'evid. Aba chav pshuta im herich gaga ad shenira kereish posel. This case, it could be a problem if you make it too long. Now it's going to look like a reish. That's going to be a problem. V'im sofik, you're not sure. Does it look like a reish? Does it look like a chav? What's the din? Marin ot latinok show to a kid. L'chakim below p'ti peish. Show to a kid is not too smart, not too simple, and he could figure it out. U'ma'od sarach ha'soifel lizohir al kolpon lechatchi. So you have to be careful that it should be double the size the roof. chufufa. So if you would, so to speak, bend it over, then it's going to be becoming a chaf. Meaning, if you would imagine it was like a, I don't know, Play-Doh or something like that. It was movable. Then you would swing it over. It would form the turn into a chaf. Chufa, she'ein chilek bein pshuta l'kufa, rak sheze pshuta v'ze kufa. Because there really is no difference in form. So one's bent over and one is straight down. Ki yesh machmirin uposlin v'ze afilu b'di'eved. Some are very machmir on this, and we would say that it's a puzzle even b'di'eved. V'ataz b'yordeya sin reishayin gimel and sham shekor la'osam ha'soifim burim. V'she'asefer Torah puzzle b'ze. He calls these people a foolish soifim. They don't know anything about. With all the pshutos, they go long, they should be twice as long as the gag, as the roof, for this reason. And what would happen if b'di'eved, after that, you're looking at the Sefer Torah and you see that the way Sofer ordered is that it looks like a resh? So then the din's like this. If you could extend the leg part of it downwards, so now it's going to look like a chaf, good. If not, just erase the whole thing and start from scratch and you write it brand new. Some are lenient and say that all that you need to do, it's sufficient if you just would scrape away the regal part of it, or that's the leg going down, or the gag, the top part. But if you'd only do part of it, that it's going to look like a chaf, that's not going to work. To have the law, kechok tochos, that's scraping away, not writing. Gam tzarich ha-sofer li-zogir shlo yase l'chaf pshuta zovis l'malo. First, you should also be careful that he doesn't make the part a square, like corner, literally zovis l'malo. Ela tihieh, it should be agula kmo reish. It should be rounded at the top like the reish. She'im kovvin oso tase chaf kfufa. And if you would fold it over, it'll turn into a regular chaf. It'll the same letters, again, we just said a few lines up. Beam also zovis lamal, if you would make it like square at the top, psul, it's a problem. You have to scrape it all away and write the whole thing brand new. Oh, she yosif aleha dio, add some ink to it, lasoisa agul, makes it round. Dio, mahani afila b'tefillin mezuzos. This would even work when, again, are concerned about not writing out of order. This would work for the tefillin and for the mezuzos. V'lo mikre shlo kesidrin, that's not called writing out of order. Why? Dekodim hatikun na mitzuras chof pshuta aleha, because it had the ois, the chalois shame chof on it beforehand. Kimavur, le'el besim lamed besif, chof hey. Ah, however, im nimsa came b'sefer Torah be'esa kriya. You're reading Sefer Torah, and now you see, oops, it's written this way. It's not rounded on the top; it's squared at the top. Ein lahotzi acheres. Don't take out a new Sefer Torah. Kish machshir b'zek. Some hold that's still good. I'm prima godem b'sim kufmem gimel b'derech achayim b'holchos kriya satora b'heicha de'ika machloikes b'ein aposkim ein lahotzi acheres. Okay, mir tashem. We've gone through these are very detailed the things. We get like Kufmem Agim, that's the din of when you have to take out a new Sefer Torah. So it does relate to the osios here, because if you don't have a kosher os, you have to know when to take out and when not to take out. Okay? Kol osios hakafulon ba'alef beis, kosev es harishonim b'techivas hateva, uve'emso ba'achrona b'sof. So again, this is obvious when you have these letters like this, that you have the type that would mean they appear twice. You have end letters, so and again, the letter, there's one exception in Tanakh, but really you write the letter in the beginning and in the middle of the word one way, and you write it differently at the end, the imshon apostle. But if you would change that, if you'd write it like a final tzadi in the middle of the letter, that's a problem. Or you write a regular tzadi at the end, then that would be apostle. Okay, next, tzuras os lamed. What does a lamed look like? Os lamed tzarech lios tzavara orech kevav. So the neck of the lamed has to be long like a vav. That's number one in our diagram over there. The rosho shel hatzavar ye ogul etzad yamin lamalo. And the head of the neck part should be round on the right side above. That's number two in the picture. Letzad simon on the left side, zovis l'rosha. Kimo shehu rosh havav. On the left side, it should have a little corner like there. That's number three. Kitmunos halamed hi kimo chaf kefufa v'alevav. It's like a chaf with a vav sitting on top of it. Mehai time, for this reason, tia yerecha agula meacharel letzad yamin kefufa heitev lefaneha kitzuras chaf kefufa. And this is the reason why It has to be the thigh should be round in the back on the right side. Look at number four, right? And also bend in the front. That is number five, like the kaf chafufa. Yeah. However, in tzarich lehamshich hakav hatachton shel hakaf shehiye shava im hakav ha'elyon. So do you have to have to keep the lower part of the chaf so it's even with the top line? So that already yesh deus b'zeh bin haposki. That's a machlokas already. The yesh amrim ditzarich. Some hold that it has to be. That's the Radvaz he quotes here. Toras Chaim. Yesh amrim da'adram. No, the opposite. The loyam shicho rak ma'at. You only do it a little bit. That's the kihilas Yaakov he brings here. Okay. Skipping a little bit. Nohagu ha'soifrim kideyazu. And the minhag is, amongst the sofrim, is to follow this opinion. I am a bir halacha. It's sad small, and on the left-hand side, mokom chibur kaf im havav, where the chaf part connects to the vav part. So how do you do that? Yeah, bezavis filled by eagle. That should be squared and not rounded. V'yei chibur havav shel hakaf bedakus. It should be very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Dak, like very thin, very fine pointed. That look at number 7 in the picture for that. Kitmunaso, kitmunas vav, sha'avyo mismait vaholech besoifa kanab vav. Because it has to be something that gets progressively thinner and thinner at the end. That's number 8, like we talked about that we saw a few days ago when we described the letter vav, how it's supposed to be written. Vichtov harosh vahatzavar kafuf ma'at al paneha. The head of it, the neck should be a little bit bent over, number 9 in the picture. Va'al rosh, and on the head of this hatzavar, on the head of the neck of the letter, tzarech lios beis tag. You have to have two crowns on there. Miyamin gadol, on the right side it is bigger, umi small katan, on the left side it is smaller. So I saw brought down in the sefer that what's the inyan over here, that the right side is bigger and the left side is smaller. So a sefer said this is based upon its Kabbalah, that the right side is always associated with Hashem's midah of chesed, and the left side is always associated with Hashem's midah of gevura. So we want the chesed to overpower the gevura. That's why, my shirt's not this way, but by the chesedim, they always button the right side goes over. You look what they call the clothes, the jackets. The right side goes over the left side. That's the inyan of chesed overpowering the gevura. And that's here, what did they bring down? I saw Sfarim say, miyamin gadol, mi small cotton, is this inyan as well. Okay. Back to the world of Migla. V'chol zeh lechatchil. This is all the best practice. Levad, imasot savar halamed ke'ein yud. If you would make the neck part of the lamed will look kind of like a yud. Yesh poshkin poslim bezeh afil b'dievet. So some say this is no good even b'dievet. Ayin b'tshuvas or Yisrael. Tim sershan deos bezeh. Look as he's got quotes of different opinions. The ayin b'sefer avodas hayom b'sefer leDavid emes. Okay, alki. Therefore, tzarech ha'sofer lizahar b'zeh ma'od. A sofer has to be very, very careful. This b'zeh lashon habaruch she'amar. Listen to the quote from the sefer baruch she'amar. Lafuki mikol ha'soferim burim. These foolish, ignorant sofrim shemekatzrim hatzavar shel halamed. They make the neck small and lamed. Va'osim al halamed kamin yud machmas she'enem osim revach bein shita l'shita kamo shita. Because they don't leave a space between one line and the other. He's very strong against this. Ki harokeach kosa behedya sheish lichtov al halamed kamo vav v'lo kamo yud. The rokeach says b'feirish the person should write on the top of the lamed like a vav and not like a yud. I saw this also brought down in the Get Pashut is the Bava Basra. V'chein Kosev Rabbeinu Simcha B'shem Chosid Hazal Ayin Sham Od Reisi Soifrim Burim. I saw other foolish Soifrim don't know anything. K'sheshetoin LeKosvin Kuf B'Mokum Lamed. When they make a mistake and they ended up writing a Kuf instead of writing a Lamed, Osin Savar Techila Al Roish Shiye Lamed. They try to fix this by making a Tzavar, a neck on the head of it that's going to look like it's going to look like a Lamed. V'Achar Kach, and then after they do that, kishin is yave shadio, when the ink dries up, gorin harego, and they scrape off the leg. V'huadin kishetoin lekoisvin lamed b'makom kuf. And the same thing when they write a lam, we're supposed to be a kuf. Gorin regel hakuf, they pull down the leg of the kuf. V'achach gorin hatzav, and they scrape off the neck. Ze posel gomer. This is totally, totally no good. Kamo hey, b'malkam dalal. It's like writing hey, we're supposed to write a dalal. Shnis bayer le'el b'tzavas b'tzuras dalal. We saw earlier that it's the wrong letter. No good. Lamech nimsa al gabo rak ke'en kav posha kaze. You have to look at the picture. Like looks like this. Like this. Lamed v'lo vav, and it's not the vav. Yesh lehachshir b'shasad chak. We could technically, if you're stuck, if you're in a pressing circumstance, we can say it's good. What does that mean? Dahayne im nimsa came b'shabbos. If this happens on Shabbos, you can't do anything. Ain't tzorach lahoitzi acheres. You would not have to take it a separate sefer on Torah uvechol. But on a weekday, if this would happen, you find it then you suck. You have to fix it. But tefillin im ein lo acherim. If this is the only set of tefillin that you have, and this is the way it's written, yanichem below bracha. So you would yes put them on, but you would not make a bracha on it. And that's what he brings down in the Sefer Achayim, Kesis HaSofer. Kesis HaSofer is the Bible of Safras. You have to see Kesis HaSofer if you want to know anything about these dinim. Okay, we will pick it up next time with the Os Mem.